If you're blind or partially sighted, accessing food and groceries in the UK right now can present a challenge. Whether it's issues with social distancing when in store or getting access to online delivery slots, which is why, since the very beginning of the coronavirus pandemic, charity RNIB have been working to help support blind and partially sighted people. And now with another lockdown in place and stores tightening their rules around shopping, we thought it would be a good time to catch up with RNIB's special projects manager Steve Packer to hear what the charity is focusing on this year to help ensure those living with sight loss are not forgotten. Hi Steve.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm not too bad. So we're in lockdown for the foreseeable future and things are a bit different compared to last year. So what are the biggest challenges at the moment?
I think what we've seen in the last week is a re-emphasis from the supermarkets to how people can shop safely. So Tesco, Asda and Morrisons have all issued individual statements saying that they will be allowing less people into their supermarkets at one time and that the mandatory use of face coverings will be absolutely pivotal to shopping inside their stores. Several supermarkets have also stated that they will be having security guards on their doors and that they will be making sure that people that enter their supermarkets do have face coverings. So I think the clear message for blind and partially sighted people is that basically nothing really changes from their perspective, but to expect maybe a longer waiting time at peak times to get into a particular supermarket.
Yeah, because with some supermarkets, they might be using the green light system, which is not very accessible, is it?
So that's a very good point. And literally, if you rewind to about a year ago, Aldi announced that they were going to have a traffic light system entry into their store. We challenged Aldi that it wasn't accessible. And their rollout now, with the help of RNIB, includes an audible signal, which is accessible for blind and partially sighted people. We repeated that process with Tesco. And certainly in their larger format stores, Extra and Metro, they also do have an audible system on them. They can't do that, unfortunately, for their smaller format Express stores. Now, we're keeping a very close eye and ear on other supermarkets that are implementing traffic light systems. And we will contact them accordingly if we feel that they're not accessible. But for the moment, we feel we are very much in good conversation with most of this UK mainstream supermarkets to ensure accessibility in their shopping environments.
And there was one really big thing that RNIB focused on last year, and it was a big collaboration with other sight loss groups in creating the best practice guidance for supermarkets. So have you seen more shops kind of embrace this guidance? Was there anything else added to it since its creation?
Yes, we've had an enormous response to the best practice guidance, which was put together by the accessibility team. And this has helped us really engage with the supermarkets, retailers, and consortia within the retail industry. And what that has led to is a raising awareness of what the challenges and barriers are of shopping for blind and partially sighted people. We've been able to advise an enormous amount of employees in the retail sector to anticipate what they can do to help blind and partially sighted people navigate their stores. And the best practice guidance has been shared on employee portals, at team huddles, and by managers taking meetings. And we've also shared it with head office personnel. And I think we've also made inroads into the technology side. So the accessibility online and also to some of the apps that have been created to assist in shopping. So the journey is not complete by any stretch of the imagination, but we're certainly proud that we've managed to influence quite a few supermarkets and retailers to make shopping accessible both in store and online for blind and partially sighted people.
Because it goes beyond just the guidance. You also need to train your staff to act accordingly. Because if you're visually impaired, it's often not a condition that's noticeable unless you have a guide dog and a white cane.
That's right. And certainly a lot of the changes that were made when social distancing came in made life even more difficult to navigate around the store. And we engaged with several supermarkets who also upskilled some of their more senior staff to be able to help and assist the guiding process, but also to have an understanding of the challenges that that met. Although I can't say too much at the moment because it's quite secret, we will be working with one of the UK's top supermarkets within the next month to even take that a few steps further.
Oh, that's very exciting. But there's also something we can get at the moment that can help us, I guess, signify that we might have a hidden disability.
Yes, indeed. The hidden disability lanyard is very important in identifying that someone is either blind or partially sighted or has a disability. And I think this comes into play even more now with the fact that security guards are going to be on the doors of supermarkets and looking to those that have maybe difficulties getting in or navigating around the store. And in some cases, if someone is uncomfortable wearing a face covering, then they need to be able to demonstrate that they are exempt from having a face covering.
So we're talking a lot about physically going into a store, but what about online shopping?
Okay, well, just to reiterate that we managed to secure with DEFRA, the governing body, a priority online delivery slot. This is being run through the RNIB helpline. It is still active and ongoing, and the capacities are very much still there. So the two supermarkets that are involved are Tesco and Iceland. And if a blind or partially sighted person is finding particular difficulty in accessing their food and groceries, they can certainly ring the helpline. An advisor will take them through a criteria of questions. And if they qualify for the priority slots, they will be referred. And that eases the stress of maybe going out to shopping or actually trying to get slots where spikes may have increased and capacities are starting to shorten.
So we do have other things going on with every supermarket. It's a bit different. If we wanted to find out all that information and everything you just spoke about, where should we go?
Okay, so RNIB and myself and several colleagues have completely updated all the information on the RNIB website. It's on the literally the first home tile shopping, and all the information that we've just talked about and relating to individual supermarkets is on there. So I would advise anyone to go onto our website, have a look. If you shop at a particular retailer, then click onto that, and the information is all up to date.
Great. And if you have any other questions about anything that Steve just discussed today, you can always call the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 9999, or you can obviously check the latest updates on the website, which is rnib.org.uk. Now, Steve Packer, Special Projects Manager for RNIB, thank you for chatting on RNIB Connect Radio today.
My pleasure. Thank you.